Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so yeah, seeing Tyler for the first time, my first impression was like, this is the guy that Kendra keeps going back to. I didn't remember what he looked like upon like doing this rewatch, and I was like, he looks like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, he literally has that like mouth and like the face.
He looks like a little like rat man.
Yes.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and today we will be recapping Laguna Beach Season 3, Episode 6, Headed for Heartbreak. Just a reminder that if you're not already following us on social media, we have an Instagram, Reddit, YouTube, and Facebook that you can find us on, and we love interacting with our listeners and hearing your opinions and ideas. If you ever want to send us a message, you can do so through our social media or send us an email at millennialtv@gmail.com. So a few weeks ago, we took a sweet or sour poll for episode 5, Kiss and Don't Tell. And the poll was to determine if you guys thought the scene of Jessica and Cameron at the gym was sweet or sour. And the results were overwhelmingly sour.
You guys, I was so sad. I was like, am I the only person who thinks that this cute gym date is cute?
Okay. Within like an hour of posting that on Instagram, like you guys voted so much that it was sour. And Candace yes. literally texted in our group chat and she's like, oh my goodness, are you guys seeing this right now?
And neither me or Adrian had voted yet, so that's we right. were in the poll.
I usually yeah. skew it, but
I know. Listen, yeah. I did not vote in the poll because I wanted it to be like legit results, and then I saw Adrian voted, and I was like, okay, all right, I'm gonna let that slide. I usually don't vote in the polls because I love watching what people think, and I think it's like super interesting. But I was bummed. I thought for sure more people would think it was a sweet date, and again, I didn't think it was cute when it was Kristen and Steven, but I did think it was cute with Jessica and Cameron. I thought it was a different dynamic, mm-hmm. but apparently I was wrong, and it was sour. I will say there were like two other people that agreed with me.
Yes, yes. So it wasn't just you.
So to those two people, hey girl, hey. but yeah, I'm pretty sad about that outcome.
You're too blinded by how much you love Jessica. That's what it
yes.
is.
Yes, yep.
I mean, sure, absolutely. I agree with you guys.
But we love doing these polls and yes. hearing how you guys think, because yeah, we can never tell sometimes when we're doing this podcast because we have such different opinions. So
yeah,
we love doing these polls. More to come.
Before we get into today's episode, let's talk about this week's pop culture news. So for pop culture today, I am going to talk about Dave Grohl and his announcement about cheating on his wife and getting some other woman pregnant. If you're not familiar with him, Dave Grohl is the lead singer and guitarist of the Foo Fighters, and in the 90s, he was the drummer for Nirvana. So he married his current wife, Jordan Blum, in 2003, and over the past 21 years, they have had three daughters together. Their ages are 18, 15, and 10 years old. On September 10th, he posted on his Instagram and he wrote, "I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration toward all the children involved as we move forward together." So this obviously caused like a huge uproar in the music community because Dave Grohl is really loved and a lot of people see him as like the Keanu Reeves of rock musicians. Like, he can do no wrong and he's just like nice family man. But of course, you know, we don't ever really know what's actually going on in like celebrities' personal lives and things like that. So I think he's an idiot. I didn't know what his wife looked like, and she's like a model. She's not actually a model, but she looks like she could be one. She's so pretty. So there's that. But I was like, at least he's taking accountability for his actions. It doesn't make it okay, but is he really taking accountability? I don't know.
I mean, he like went about it in a really weird way.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Like it felt like no one makes an announcement like this. Like, hey, I cheated on my wife.
By the way.
Just wanted all of you guys to know.
It was so straightforward of like, hey guys, I did this thing. Sorry.
Yes.
Listen, I think it was because he needed to like how else do you say it really? Like I'm having
the thing is,
love child.
It feels like he's saying it before someone else can, like, out him for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right. That's when he's – yeah, yeah. For sure. I feel like he's, like, saving face. Absolutely. He wants no one to be able to blackmail him with this.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of, like, commendable also. Like, I don't know. Like, not commendable, but, like – but, like, brave? I don't know. Like
– I know. It's so weird. I don't know,
I don't know what the word is. But, like, it's cool that he's, like, no one's going to, like – use this against me.
He's
I'm just gonna like
taking
say
his
it.
Power back.
Yeah, and like just kind of, you know, I mean, I don't even know how to say it because it's not.
I know what's the word,
but it's
like, weird.
It's interesting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel bad. I always feel bad for the kids in this situation.
Oh yeah, well, and the daughters—they've all like deleted their Instagram accounts and things like that because they immediately were getting, you know,
of course,
people being mean to them online and stuff. So it's just like. I feel so bad for them. But yeah, I was never really a big Foo Fighters fan. Like, I don't love them, but I don't hate them. I have, like, a weird, like, grudge for their one song, Everlong, because a long time ago I dated this guy. I dated this guy who he told me while we were dating, like, the song came on the radio, and he's like, oh, this was me and my ex-girlfriend's song. And I'm like, why are you telling me that? So that's what I always think about when I hear that song. It's, like, tainted for me. So aside from that, I think they're fine, but, like, I don't know. Do you guys like them or I don't like what are your thoughts? I don't know.
Every time I think of the Foo Fighters, I picture like the best, the best.
Yeah.
And like I hate that song.
Yeah.
But I like Everlong. But those are probably mm-hmm. the only two Foo Fighter songs I actually know. And Everlong, I actually just learned that that was what that song was called. Because every time I would talk about it, I'd be like, what's that one song that's like, na, 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 forever? Because I could never, like, think of the lyrics or the actual what it's called. Yeah, one time I was doing that, and I was totally off key, and Jasmine just goes, Everlong, the Foo Fighters? And I was like, see? Like, you get me, you know? But, yeah, that's all I know about them. And also, like, he was in Nirvana, but, you know.
Right.
I like Nirvana better.
Same. Yeah. But I feel bad because everybody's like trying to figure out who the baby mama is now. And I'm very curious to see because like obviously it's going to come out at some point. So I'm anxious to see if it's like, is she like 20 years old, you know, or is she like closer to his age?
Totally. I don't think I really even knew who he was before this. I've heard of
really?
The Foo Fighters and Nirvana, but I don't think I like would ever connect it with Dave Grohl.
Mm-hmm.
But I did listen on the Heather McDonald Juicy Scoop podcast, and she was like a cast member. She was a comedian on Chelsea Lately's show.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they had him on like all these years ago, and he's known as this like great family man. Like he's like a really nice man. But she said that he had invited like a really young intern or something from that show to like hang out with him afterward. And they were all like, that's weird. Like that's really suspicious.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm not super surprised to hear this just because of what like
she
I don't think anything happened, but like it was like weird.
We don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if the wife, if they're going to get a divorce.
I know. It sucks that they've been together for over 20 years. Like
I know. That's so sad.
The way that it was worded, though, makes me think that they were trying to work it out.
It also made me think about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. I thought about him, like, immediately.
Yes.
But Maria divorced him, so.
As if we needed more evidence that men are trash.
Exactly.
Is that mean to say?
No.
It's always the ones who like are like, he's the best. He's such a good guy. He's a family man.
That's true.
Him, P. Diddy, R. Kelly, all of these men.
Ned from Try Guys.
Yes. Like, they're all trash.
It reminds me of Ned so much because he made his whole personality like loving his wife, and like there's all these guys in Hollywood that are like this, and like it's always them.
You know who I get vibes from that I really hope it's not true?
I'm scared.
Niamh from Catfish.
No.
I know. I like no. love him. But I think he's probably really dastardly.
Why?
I don't know. It's just vibes. Like
that's fair. That's fair.
But his wife is like so cute, and they're like so cute with their baby, and they're so cute, and he's like, he seems like such a good guy, but like that's always, you gotta watch those.
Yeah. Well, that kind of reminds me of when the singer from Maroon 5, when all of his stuff came out. Like, that totally. Was very similar. Yeah.
And I don't want to speak this into existence, but, like, a couple that I love in Hollywood is John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. And, God, if that relationship ever falls apart, I am going to be – I'm going to lose hope, you guys.
That's how I feel about – Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, yes.
And yep. also Joel Madden and Nicole Richie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If those two couples ever break up, I will officially stop believing that true love.
There's no hope. Yeah.
We're all screwed. Freddie and Sarah are in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
I think they've stayed away from Hollywood enough that, like, they're solid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And their kids are, like, not in it. And, like, I think they're going to be okay. And same thing with Joel Madden and Nicole Richie. Like, they still make their money. Like, you know, they still make their bag, but they're not, like, in it.
They're not flaunting their relationship everywhere.
No.
No, not at all.
Which I think that means something.
It's very normal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Which is good. How about, I know that Blake Lively just went through her whole, like, media tour disaster thing with that movie. Mm-hmm. But, like, what do you think about their relationship and how they're always, like, poking fun at each other on Instagram or, like, on social media?
I think it's cute. I get it.
I think they're annoying.
They are. Well, here's the thing. It's oversaturated now. Because they kept shoving them in our faces for however long. And now I'm so over it. And I love Gossip Girl, okay? Like, that is one of my comfort shows, and I loved Blake Lively by extension, okay? Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, every time I see her, I'm just like, ugh. Also, I watched that movie, and it was not good.
Really?
Okay, so I pirated it because I refused to pay for it. And I watched it on, like, a Saturday morning, and I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was, and I don't blame the actors. I blame the woman who wrote the book because, you know, it didn't come from nowhere. Like, you would think it was, like, a good movie to, like, advocate for, like, survivors.
Yeah.
It isn't. It's very much, first of all, they don't ever actually show him doing anything, which is, I think, is harmful. They, like, fade out, or like she passes out, or like, and it's like, you have to, like, show what it is so that we know what it is, so that when he's gaslighting her, we know what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, there's stuff like that. And then, like, the dialogue was just off and bad, and the storyline was just bad. Mm-hmm. It was a rom-com with domestic violence in it. Yeah.
Oy. So is that why Blake Lively was so confused about what she was promoting?
Honestly, yeah. Well, that, and she wanted it to not just be about domestic violence, which I also kind of understand. Like, you want it to be about, like, the woman and, like, her power and, like, whatever. But, like, the way she went about that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but no, I get what sense, she was trying to do. It just didn't come across. Because in every interview, she's like, you know, people try to bring it back to the domestic violence. And she's like, yeah, but it's about more than that. It's about, like, her as a person. And, like, you know, she's not just a victim. And, like, it's like, well, yeah. But you also have to talk about the hard stuff. That's the point of doing a movie like
that. That's the whole point. Yeah.
Yeah. I never heard her explain it the way you just said it, which makes a lot of sense. It just, I just kept hearing the bit about, like, bring your girls, bring flowers to the movie. And I'm like, weird sentiment.
Like, I would never, like, I was really glad that I didn't pay money to see it, because I would have been like, oh my God, I can't believe I just, like, paid this much money. I can't even say it was fine. It was just bad. Like, and it's like, okay, that's 2 hours of my life I'm not getting back.
Have you guys watched the show Big Little Lies?
Yes,
I love that show.
Uh-huh. So that show, I feel like Alexander Skarsgård and Nicole Kidman, I feel like that is, like, one of the most realistic representations of that. Like, that made me so uncomfortable and watching it. Yeah.
The show Made with Margaret Qualley. It's also a very good representation of domestic violence. And in her case, he never actually hit her. It was like threatening and like it was about her learning like, okay, emotional abuse is the same. And like, yeah, it is still domestic violence and whatever. But like, that was also a really good representation of that. So there mm-hmm. is good rep out yeah. there for it. And I think that's yep. why when you watch bad representation, you're like, okay, you know,
because like there's super such bad.
Good, yeah. yeah, there's such good representation out there.
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, don't waste your time if you ever feel like watching that movie. It's not worth it.
Well, moral of the story is don't cheat on your spouse.
Or we'll talk trash about
we
you
We will
here.
Talk shit about you, yes.
The best.
All right, on to the episode.
So in the previously on, Tessa recaps her trip to San Diego and says it was supposed to be about work, but she started flirting with Cameron again and they hooked up. Meanwhile, with Cameron out of the picture, Kinger was about to fall back on the only guy who would put her in her place, her much older ex-boyfriend, Tyler.
The shade.
I really hated that they said that he would put her in her place.
Ugh.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Tyler, I feel like I wouldn't, like, care.
Yeah.
Because, like, you would want someone to put her in her place, but, like, not Tyler. He's even worse.
Yeah. I, like, completely – my brain had completely forgotten anything to do with Tyler, and then mm-hmm. I watched this episode, and I was, like, viscerally angry. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's – the worst. Yeah. Yeah. So in the opening scene, we see Kendra and Cammie lounging by the pool at Kendra's house. Kendra asks Cammie to guess who called today and says, who's the most annoying person in your life? Cammie says, there's quite a few. And Kendra says, it's someone that she hasn't talked to in a while. Cammie guesses Tyler and Kendra says yes. And Kendra tells her that he asked if she wanted to go to dinner. And she says she thinks it would be nice to see him because they've been off and on for a while and that she misses him. And Cammie says, you do whatever you want to do. And then when you break up again, I'm not going to say I told you so.
Relatable.
I'm going to say yes. I told you so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Relatable, though, yeah. right? Like, we've all had that one friend that yes. keeps going back to the idiot dude. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I feel this so hard. But I just am having a really big issue with Kendra's cowboy hat.
Oh my gosh. I know.
I was like, you look like a Rock of Love contestant. Like, what is happening?
Yes, she does. Oh my gosh.
I mean, Cammie's white cover-up dress, so cute. She looked adorable. But mm-hmm. Kendra and the cowboy hat were just really the whole focus of the scene for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get past it. I was confused by that wardrobe choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, that's a look that I could never pull off. Like, there's no way.
That is really what it reminded me of, like a Rock of Love contestant in a bikini with like a cowboy hat. That's like signature Rock of Love.
That's like spot on. Yeah.
Because I just went to the Calgary Stampede and it's like a rodeo and everyone's wearing cowboy hats. It didn't faze me. There were people there wearing these pink cowboy hats too.
So Kendra says, no one's saying we're getting back together, biatch. And then says that it depends on where he takes her. Cammie rolls her eyes and Kendra laughs. And then Kendra says, make him buy my love back.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Like, so me. I'm like, okay, if it's a steak dinner, then maybe mm-hmm. we can get back together.
Yep.
Absolutely. I am a huge fan of Buy My Love. On certain things. Obviously, I'm not all, you know, all material, but obviously, like, yes, I'm a girl who likes a good date, okay? I like my steak and my wine and a nice dinner. You can win me over that way.
I love the scene between these two because it's like, yeah, like Cammie totally calls Kendra out on her like mm-hmm. shit. They're just so honest with each other. And yeah, it's like so clear how good of friends they are. I yeah. love the scene between the both of them.
Yeah. And Cammie knows Kendra really well because she doesn't even have to like, she's like Tyler, like immediately.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
so, and Kendra doesn't get mad about it either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell they're like actually best friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I guess if you told me that Lo and Lauren weren't really best friends or that
what?
Kristen, Jessica, and Alex H. weren't really best friends, like keeping out the graduation and the crying and all of that, mm-hmm. like post that, if you had told me that that was like a fake relationship, I would believe it. But with Cammie and Kendra, it's like, you can tell that they genuinely have been best friends since like second grade.
Yeah. And they really get each other.
Yeah.
But I would say like the others, like they were best friends. Like mm-hmm. not yes. everyone's dynamics are like this though.
Sure.
Right.
You know?
Okay. You're right. I guess this is just more relatable to like my dynamics with my friends. So I believed it more, I guess.
Yeah.
So our first scene is at Rocky's house where she and Tessa are watching her mom cook. I have to point out that Rocky is wearing her scarf again. That's
really that long
and wrapped very tightly around her neck.
I know.
She loves that scarf.
She's rocking it. Whatever. Yes. You go, girl.
Rocky's mom is about to tell them the plan for the weekend when Tessa interrupts and says that Cameron's birthday party is that weekend. Rocky's mom asks if they're going, and Tessa tells her, yeah, I kind of hooked up with him in San Diego. And Rocky's mom says, what? And she asks if Cameron is the type that wants to have a full-time girlfriend, or is he what they call the player type? Rocky laughs, and Tessa says that she doesn't know. And then Rocky says that he should be on Baywatch, and her mom asks, he's that good looking? And Rocky says, yeah, because he's got the blonde hair, blue eye look. And Rocky's mom tells Tessa that she wants a guy who treats her sweetly, and Tessa says that she just doesn't pick the best ones.
This was like cringe city for me. I'm like, who talks to your mom's best friend about like a guy you like?
Stop, I do.
Oh no.
I was literally gonna say that.
Oh no.
Yeah, Kelsey's mom was like that mom that we all talked to, but maybe like that wasn't a normal dynamic for most people. I don't know, but I could totally see us all sitting around it. Kelsey's mom is like, she knew what was going on in our friend group. She didn't care, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like she knew, and we would all talk to her, and she would like give us advice and stuff. That totally was a normal occurrence. So I thought that was kind of cute, but I guess that's not like a normal.
You know, we've proven time and time again how differently we've grown up, because yeah. every time we talk about stuff like this, I'm like, oh my God, this is so not normal. You're like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Liz, did you ever talk to your friend's moms?
I never talk to my friend's moms, but my friends talk to my mom.
So, yeah. Maybe your mom was that person.
I think she was. She was like everybody's mom.
I mean, I would have never talked to my mom about what was going on in my friend group in my life. But Kelsey's mom, 100%. Absolutely. She was just like a cool mom. Like she would like give genuine advice.
That would be fun. I just like never had a friend's mom like that. So I look at this and I'm like, this is so fed by MTV. But I guess not. I guess this does happen.
No, like to this day, like Kelsey's mom's name is Jamie. And like to this day, like I'm like, Jamie, oh my God, you'll never guess what happened. Like all the time. I don't know. This episode was really not good. Mm-hmm. It had a hard time capturing my attention. I think I paused it like 42 times. But I did notice that Tessa's hair looked amazing in this scene. It was silky and straight. And then she had it half up, half down, but she had bangs in her face. And I was like, yes, that was my signature go-to look. Like going to a dance, half up, half down with a clip and the bangs. Like that was the look. That was the sexy hot look. And she was rocking it. And I thought it looked great. Rocky's hair was really bad this episode. That was the other thing I noticed. Mm-hmm. Kendra's hair looked a little fried out, but it's okay. I've noticed hair this episode. Not a lot of clothes, but hair.
We then cut to Cameron and Nick W., who are walking into Guitar Center, and Nick tells Cameron that he's pretty amped for his birthday. Cameron tests out a few guitars, and he puts one on hold and says, yeah, my parents are hooking me up for my birthday. Then they leave Guitar Center. That was like the shortest little scene. And then they're in the car, and Nick says that there weren't too many hotties in Guitar Center, and that Guitar Center is not the place to go to meet chicks.
Dude. Guitar Center is not the place you go to meet.
Like, why would you think that you were going to meet hot girls at Guitar Center?
I mean, I definitely thought that I was going to teach myself acoustic guitar when I was like 20. My parents bought me a guitar for Christmas, and I did kind of teach myself. But the first time I went into Guitar Center, I was like, I'm so amateur. Mm-hmm. Guitar Center is legit.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Like, it's very like, you know, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to know what you're looking for. I was looking for a capo so that I could play Taylor Swift music. But yeah, Guitar Center is legit. So I don't think a lot of random girls who don't play guitar are hanging out in Guitar Center.
Right. And a girl who is in there like shopping for a guitar isn't going to want to like get hit on while she's like shopping. So like, come on, dude.
No. Do you have guitar centers in Canada?
I have no idea what this is.
It's a music store that mostly sells guitars, and they also
mostly
do
guitars. They have like pianos too.
Guitar lessons and stuff.
I mean, we have like a music store, but it's just not Guitar Center.
I could tell by your face you were like, what the fuck?
You don't know about Guitar Center.
I picked up that it was a music store and I'm like, okay, that's it.
You don't even know about Guitar Center, bro. You can't meet chicks there. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. So Cameron's phone rings and he asks Nick what he should do about Tessa. And Nick says, don't even respond to her. Who cares? She's done. Basically, if you think about it, you're kind of just shopping around for girls. And Cameron asks what he's trying to say. And Nick tells him, you're getting a little taste of everything, you know? That's awesome. Cameron says he's not screwing anyone over or breaking any hearts. And Nick says, I don't know. And Nick is the worst. Cameron wants to hook up with girls, like, that's fine. But him telling him to, like, just ignore Tessa and that you're shopping for girls, like, I just wanted to punch him in the face.
Anybody that Cameron dates, which is just giving, like, jealous, like, you know, like, energy.
Threatening his
annoying.
Best friend or something. Yeah. Like, more friendship. Yeah.
And then he says, like, Cameron's in the car and he's like, what should I do about Tessa? And I'm like, this is like so contrived. This is not what guys sit around and talk about.
No,
what should I do
about
Tessa? Like, that's definitely like girl vibes, right?
Like, it's so sad. Mm-hmm. I really thought guys did this until I dated them and they don't freaking communicate.
No, they don't.
Not like that, yeah.
I remember asking one of my guy friends, like, what guys do at sleepovers. I was genuinely curious. And he was like, we play video games. And I was like, all night? That's all you
know
do?
What? And you would think, like, girls might play video games or, like, watch a movie, but they're, like, talking throughout the movie. Right. Mm-hmm. But guys are literally just talking about the damn video game.
Yeah, and they're, like, watching one person play sometimes.
Yeah, they don't talk about anything else. It's crazy.
I'm like, that's all you do all night? Yeah, what else is there? Like,
no, we'd love to know. We actually have, like, some male listeners. We could see it on our page. Yes. If tell us what you guys do at sleepovers. We are so curious.
Yeah, prove us wrong that you don't just play video
games.
And
we'll
games
tell you what girls do. We talk, we watch movies, mm-hmm. we snack, we do our hair, we do makeup.
We talk about everything. Yeah. We talk about our lives, our mm-hmm. friends, guys we like, how our day's going, everything.
We play truth or dare, we do seances. I mean, if you're Kelsey and I, you do seances.
Oh, yeah.
The house, because we thought that was funny.
Next, we see Jessica and Alex H. meeting up for lunch, and Alex H. shows Jessica that she got a tattoo, and it's a tiny little cross on her wrist. Alex asks Jessica if she's talked to Cameron lately, and Jessica gets kind of embarrassed, and they both laugh. Jessica says she talked to him last night, and then says, yeah, I talk to him all the time, actually. Alex asks if they hang out, and Jessica says, yeah. And she tells Alex that when they're together, everything's good and fun, but he's still in high school. She tells Alex about his birthday party and says that she told him there's no way that she's going to his birthday party. But Alex tells her that she should go to the party and just get over it.
Nope. There's no way. You could have paid me to go to a high school party when I was not in high school. That is a absolute no. And I love when she's like, what am I going to do? Go hang out with Kendra and Cammy? And I was like so rooting for her to not go to the party. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, please don't go, Jessica. Please just stay home and wait for him to be done with his like stupid high school party.
Okay, but maybe she shouldn't play games if she really likes him.
Right. But you still don't have to go to the party. You could be like, hey,
why not? Okay, I don't know if they're boyfriend, girlfriend at this point or like really close. But like if it was, why not?
Yeah.
If it was me, I would have been like, I want to wish you a happy birthday, but just like come to my house after and we'll like hang out and cuddle. But like I don't want to hang out with Kendra and Cammy.
She's like making a statement. You know, she's actually putting it out there that like I like this guy.
Yeah.
Don't touch him, basically. I thought it was sweet.
I think it makes her look lame.
Yes. but sweet.
I don't know. I was rooting for her to like be a little cool and like not go to this party. But unfortunately, that's not what happened.
That's not Jessica.
No.
Continuity error, by the way. Did you guys notice Alex H's hair is back to blonde?
Yes, I did notice that. Yep.
I'm like, dude, at least like keep the flow like right. She was like dark brown before and then blonde again.
Yeah. It was way too fast for her to have dyed her hair back and forth like that. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It was nice to see her still on camera. Yes.
I love that we're getting like so much Alex H and Jessica. I totally didn't remember that we saw them this much.
I didn't remember that we saw Alex H this much. Yeah.
I didn't remember Jessica being so much a part of this season.
Same.
Yeah. She's in almost every episode.
Yeah. I honestly thought she was in like the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
should we get Jessica back for season three?
Right? I know.
She doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We then are at Candace's house where Cammy is talking to Candace about Kendra and Tyler. And Candace says that Kendra has to know that Tyler is just going to hurt her again. She says it's not that surprising, but she thought that Kendra had more of a backbone. Candace says she still loves Kendra, but this has been happening since freshman year. And Cammy says they're just trying to protect her, but Candace says that no one can get involved because it's her mistake that she keeps doing over and over again. Cammy agrees and then says that she was the one who introduced them. And Candace says, good job, Cammy. And then Cammy says she's like kicking herself in the ass for that one. And I just was thinking, like, unfortunately, like, Candace is totally right here that there's, like, pretty much nothing they can do about it. Like, just have to watch and the same thing is going to happen that happened last time.
It's a really mature conversation, I feel like, between these two.
It is.
You know, like, they know their friend is hurting. They can't do anything about it. And they've just got to, like, let her learn, but still be there for her to, like,
it's relatable,
warn her.
Right?
It is.
Totally.
Like I said earlier, like, we've all been there with a friend who, like,
just keeps going back.
You can't tell them any more times. They know, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to let them get burned on their own and learn the lesson.
Yep.
I love scenes with them because they talk so much in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Whereas when we get like Tessa and Rocky on screen, it's like, hey, that was so fun yesterday.
Wait, listen. I mean, and Candace really are very fast talkers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They talk very fast. Like, if almost if you're not paying attention, you miss Cammy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's a very quick talker. But you're right. Tessa and Rocky are like, hey. So I don't chase in Cameron. Like, totally. Like,
I like him.
Yeah.
That's why they come off so boring. Like, that's just why it's like, why is Tessa the main character? It's so weird.
Somebody said on our Instagram that the narrator for season three was definitely the wrong person. They picked the wrong person. And then I posed, like, okay, well, who would you choose? And somebody said Kendra and Cammy. Somebody said Cammy, and then I think somebody said somebody like really off the wall. I don't remember. But I think the consensus is it should have been Kendra or Cammy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did say Cammy because we were introduced to her in the prom episode, obviously, of season two. I agree. I think it would have been really, first of all, it would have been interesting to have a person of color be the narrator for season three. And I think it would have been cool because it was a drawback to season two and people knew her and of her and her kind of, but I don't think she had a storyline. Like, I don't really think.
Yeah. She never like dated anybody. She was just like Kendra's best friend pretty much.
They just came off too mean.
I think that too. She wasn't as likable as Lauren or Kristen.
But if they had spun it where they were the main characters, do you think it would have come off mean or funny?
I know they could have edited differently, but I don't think that there's any way they can edit that funny. Like, they're funny, but there's always a tinge to them being like mean.
Yeah.
So I think it would be too difficult to edit them in like just being funny.
I just have a feeling if they had been the main characters, the spin would have been different, right? Like, Tessa and Rocky would not have been,
they wouldn't be on the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So there wouldn't have been anybody for them to be mean to.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think they would have just been funny. That's why, like, I'm very confused as to why they chose things the way that they did and put together the group that they put together, because they really already had a friend group. They just chose not to do that friend group. They chose to mesh them together, and it was weird, and we felt it.
Yes. It was unnatural.
Yeah.
So we see Kendra and Tyler at his house, and they're walking into his backyard, and she says how cute it is as they walk to the back patio area by his pool, and he's going to make them some steaks.
Okay, but stop. This back outdoor patio area.
It's insane, right? It's like columns so and cute. Stuff. And like the fireplace. It's really elaborate.
I just saw your next comment, Liz.
Okay, so yeah, seeing Tyler for the first time, my first impression was like, this is the guy that Kendra keeps going back to. And I honestly, like, I didn't remember what he looked like upon, like, doing this rewatch. And I was like, he looks like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, he literally has that, like, mouth and, like, the face. It just, that's what he reminded me of.
He looks like a little, like, rat man.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't, he's not cute. His voice is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
You're being so mean.
He lives in the woods. He's not going to hear it.
We're not allowed to bash him because, like, of what Cammy told us and stuff. So, like, I don't even care. He's a jerk. He also had a bunch of, like, rings and bracelets on. It was a really strange look happening.
He literally is giving douchebag without even having said anything.
Yet. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah. But I'm like, she could get somebody so much, like, hotter than him, and I was just like, him? Like,
but isn't that interesting, like, when you're this, like, beautiful, young, hot teen, and, like, you still gravitate towards, like, a character like this? It's so interesting.
I think for her, it was, like, he was older and kind of a bad boy, and, like,
yeah.
I think you're just stuck on stupid when you're young, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, that's all it is. Like, there were guys that, like, I was, like, oh my God, they're everything. And like now looking back, it's like, why?
Oh,
why did I care? Like, they're freaking losers now. Like, my very first boyfriend, like my first real boyfriend that I was like going on dates with and like actually like had a real relationship with, was senior year. And he ended up cheating on me, and I was like devastated, and I was like, I'm never gonna love again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like devastated. He was my first love. And now, like, he's not it. You know what I mean? Like, looking at him now, I'm like, oh God, like, what was I doing? Why did I care so much? He's not, like, he's, like, a nice guy, but he's just, like, not, I mean, he wasn't nice back then, obviously you cheated on me, but he's nice now. Like, yeah, it just, yeah, it's just not it.
So they sit down in front of the huge fireplace to eat their steaks, and Kendra asks him if a ring that she's wearing is too big to wear every day, and he says not at all. And she says, remember when you first gave it to me, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'll wear it every day, but it's nice to dress up with. And he asks, you know how much the price value that stone is going to go up to?
No. Cringe.
Like, what the heck? She talks about how many cuts the ring has on it, and he tells her, that's something you hold on to for the rest of your life.
Okay, Tyler. Like, first of all, why are you buying a high school girl a ring that is like that?
It's like a diamond ring, right?
It was a big ring. Yeah. You could like see it in a later shot. Yeah.
Also, he makes a comment earlier and he goes, that's a $500 shirt.
Oh, yeah. And, like,
shut up.
Who cares? Yeah.
He's awful. Just that value of the diamond is going to go up. Like, yeah. Okay, thank you. And then, like, she's like, of course I'm going to hold on to everything you give me. I'm like, Kendra, stop.
Yeah.
He's so awful.
But she was kind of being, like, sarcastic, too.
No, but I just want her to, like,
be like, fuck you.
Yeah, I wonder if you're being mean to him. Yeah,
I know in hindsight she's probably like feels the same way that I do about my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
I just like want to scream at her to like stop, like go. Yes. And run.
Me too.
Like, he's so terrible, why don't you see it?
Yeah. So after they finish discussing the ring, they cheers to a delightful dinner, and Tyler thanks her for coming over. Kendra comments on how good the food is, and Tyler's just silent, and she asks him, what do you need? And he says, nothing. And she asks him, what are you doing? He says, nothing. Then she says, oh, I'm so mad at you. Say it. And then off camera, we hear his voice say, "I was just seeing if you wanted to start things up again." Then it cuts back to Kendra saying, "Oh my God." And then there's like a few moments of them like awkwardly looking at each other before then she says, "Of course, can I have a kiss before?" And then they're like, I know, they're like hugging and kissing in front of the big fireplace. And I'm convinced that that conversation did not take place. That line was clearly put in afterwards. So yeah. I think her reactions were probably just to like the food and who knows what else.
Just being like cute, but not.
Do you want to get back together? Or start things up?
Listen, if somebody wanted to get back together with me and the way that they did it was, I was just wondering if you wanted to start things up again.
I know.
I'd have been like start a car.
like, what are you talking about?
Like, what are you, like, no, you can do it properly and ask me if I would like to be your girlfriend again.
Yeah.
Very simple.
I wonder how it actually happened off screen. Only because like he's such a not that like mushy type. It's like, how would he actually have asked?
Probably like, you want to go out?
I kind of feel like this.
It was probably similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. He's just like so full of bad vibes all around. She like gives him this big hug and he doesn't even hug her back. Like, I don't know if you guys saw that. He just like stands there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so sad because it could have totally gone both ways. Like in the future, he could have been like Jason, you know, like I feel like this is very Jason-like, but Jason's a totally different person now. But like, as Cammy said last week, he is in the woods. Is that code for something, by the way?
No.
He's literally just a jungle man.
Like, I think she means genuinely, yeah, in the woods.
Okay.
Here's my question for you guys, though. Has a guy ever asked you out in a cute way? Have you ever, like, been, like, traditionally asked out to be someone's girlfriend? Mm. Or did it just, like, always happen, just kind of fallen into it?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just always kind of happened. We, like, go on a few dates and are dating, and then it's just like, so are we official or what sort of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, same here. And I hate it because I grew up watching like The Bachelor and I freaking wanted the like, I'm falling for you.
Yeah.
I'm falling in love with you.
So like jaded watching these television shows. She did not even
like,
know.
I'm such a romantic because of all that. And when it happened in real life, it's just like, yeah, like you said, Liz, you go out a few times and then it's just kind of like assumed. And I'm like,
yeah,
really? This is it.
Yeah, I don't. In high school, it was like really common for people to have like a cute, like, do you want to be my girlfriend? Like, you don't really do that outside of high school because it's like you kind of go on dates and it just ends up being that way. But in high school, it was super common for like that to happen. I think one time he wrote me like a really cute note and it was just like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And I was like, yeah. But
circle yes.
Yes or no. It wasn't a circle yes or no. But it was like, we were reading Romeo and Juliet in class, and then we were doing it in theater class. So he wrote me this like Romeo and Juliet thing, and it was cute. And I was like, yeah, of course. But he was a theater kid who turned out to be gay later. So So I don't think like a normal, like traditional guy would go through all the trouble to do that. He was very sweet, but he's also very gay. That's the only time I've been asked out in like a cute way. But I don't think boys who actually like girls go through all the trouble. I hope that doesn't sound offensive. I'm not trying to be offensive. I just think that like the average guy is like, they don't think about it that deeply.
No, and I feel like the big ask is saved for proposing, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
So. You would hope.
You'd hope, hope.
Some guys are like, so you want to marry me? It's like,
so are we doing
we're
this?
Watching TV and I'm in my underwear. No. Do you guys remember the movie Stepmom where like she's sleeping and they just had sex and he like puts the ring on a string and then it like falls under her finger. Like, that's what I want.
That's so romantic. Oh my gosh.
It's cute.
It is. That's what I remember from the movie Stepmom, right? Like, it's like a scene from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so sweet. Like, it's all sexy. They like just had like a love affair and then like the ring.
No, that's super sexy. And,
yeah. Like, and then the ring, he puts it on a string and it falls under her finger and she's like, oh my God, yes.
Like, fits perfectly and everything.
Yeah. Like, I want that. And I always thought Julia Roberts was too pretty for him, but the proposal did it for me.
Who is the dad in that movie? I don't remember.
I don't know who the guy is, but I just always thought he wasn't attractive enough for Julia Roberts.
Let me see.
I know, now I'm looking too.
Ed Harris?
Ed Harris, yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's not, like, with Julia Roberts, though, like, in her heyday.
Her mouth is really big.
Oh, my God, she's gorgeous. Shut up.
No. She's, like, has that big laugh where she, like, opens her mouth really wide when she laughs, yeah.
And Emma Roberts totally has that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Well, in the movie, Julia Roberts is supposed to be, like, a lot younger than him. And, like, that's the point. Like, Susan Sarandon's right. Like, okay. But I was just like, you know, he's not cute, but that would have been it for me.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
And it seems like he was really good in bed, so. The scenes are really sexy, okay? My 12-year-old self, like, watching this movie.
Like, that's my future husband.
Yes. Ed Harris.
Next, we see Cammy and Kendra arriving at the St. Regis Spa for their massage appointments. And while getting massaged, Cammy asks if they're doing anything after this. And Kendra says she's going to meet up with Tyler. And Cammy says, boo, I'm over that. Kendra tells Cammy about last night and says that they had a really good dinner and that it was fun. And Cammy, like, clearly annoyed, is like, okay, Kendra. And Kendra says that they're going to try and make it work. Kendra laughs because Cammy's just, like, silent through all of this. And then Cammy tells her that she doesn't want to hear about it. And Cammy asks if there's still stuff going on tonight. And Kendra says it's Cameron's birthday party, but she doesn't know how excited Tyler would be about her going to that. She then says, I'm on a tight leash.
Ugh.
I know. I hate these phrases of, like, I'm on a tight leash and, like, putting
controlling
her in her place, yeah. And, like, things like that.
And the whole Cameron's having a party, but I'm not sure how excited Tyler would be about me going is just so freaking high school.
Like, she's not allowed to go. Yeah.
I literally was like, ew, like, out loud, because that is so not, like, now mm-hmm. you recognize that as a controlling relationship. But back yeah. then it was, like, normal. It was, like, normal for your boyfriend to be annoyed that you mm-hmm. were going to another guy's party and he wasn't going to be there.
I almost think you think it's cute because he, like, cares so much, right. You know? So you're like, oh my God, I'm on a tight leash. Like, yeah. I can't do this. Yeah. Like,
it's like, now you're like, oh God, toxic. Oh God. But like, you have to go back and think about it like through teenage lenses. Like,
totally.
Then we see Tyler and Jason at a driving range.
Crazy.
Random.
I totally forgot that this ever happened. I was like, oh, that's Jason.
I was not expecting to see him at all.
Interesting how they pair these two together.
That's what I thought too.
They're telling us something.
It's like, if you didn't know Tyler was a bad guy, guess what? He's friends with Jason.
Now he's hanging out with Jason. Yeah. I was shook. Shooketh, as mm-hmm. the Gen Zers say.
They keep saying that, like, Tyler and Jason came back from boarding school. I'm like, who are these people that keep going to boarding school? Like, did you guys have this happen in your town?
No, I didn't know anyone who went to boarding school. I feel like that's something that just happens in the movies. You know?
I know.
It's something that happens with rich people.
But it's like, it's just like all these people that get sent away and they all come back for senior year and, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're all the same kind of character.
Tyler asks Jason how things are with Lauren, and Jason says that everything's going really good. And Tyler says, you're the partier and she's mellow. And Jason says that Lauren mellowed him out so much, which is good, I guess. And Jason asks Tyler how dating's going for him. And he asks where Kendra is. And Tyler says that they were going to go out to dinner. That stuff's been going good lately. Jason asks, who else is going out in Laguna? And Tyler says, oh, get this. You know what? I think Cameron is going out with Jessica now. How random is that? And Jason says, ew, dude, that's so creepy. Tyler laughs and asks if Jason still talks to Jessica. Jason laughs and says, no.
Jason doesn't need to be talking about who is creepy and who isn't, okay?
Exactly.
All I have to say about that.
But when do we think this was filming? Because I was like, this is so interesting about, like, what was going on with the Hills when they filmed this scene. You know, like, that's so interesting to think about of, like, were they actively filming or was the show on?
I think actively. Yeah. I feel like maybe when he came back to visit his parents, like, they made him do these, like, scenes and stuff like that. But it disappoints me, but it doesn't surprise me that Jason's, like, bad-mouthing Jessica.
Yeah, it's not surprising at all.
No, that's, you know? Yeah, that's not surprising. But I was just honestly in shock the entire time Jason was even in this season.
Yeah.
Like, were you guys shocked?
I was shocked, yeah. I was like, whoa. And I don't think he comes back at all. Like, I think this is his only little cameo for the whole season.
I remembered. Did you? So I wasn't, like, surprised, yeah.
Next, we're at Cameron's house, and his birthday party will be starting soon. Cameron is talking to Nick W., and he says that there are a bunch of people coming over. He says he doesn't know if Tessa's coming, and that it would be weird if Tessica. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I like that. I know. Yes.
Tessica. Okay, first of all, that's an amazing ship name. And now I'm like, maybe we're doing this all wrong. Tessica.
That just came out of my mouth. That was so weird. Okay. It would be weird if Tessa and Jessica are both there. And Cameron laughs and says, this is so bad. And Nick tells him that he's got to keep his options open. Then we are at Beautiful Nails with Tessa and Rocky. Rocky asks when they want to go to Cameron's, and Tessa says after dinner, and that she doesn't even know who's coming. Rocky says she heard that he wasn't even inviting people until the day before because he wants it to be mellow. And she asks Tessa if she's going to give him a birthday kiss, and Tessa says, I don't know. I want to see the reaction when I get there.
I'm like, poor girl. Do we think this is real?
I know. I don't know.
I can't tell.
I can't tell either. Because I feel like she was genuinely excited about it when she was talking to Rocky's mom. But I don't know. It's so confusing.
I don't think Tessa really gave a shit. I think it was just all clipped together like she did. I think she knew he was seeing Jessica. I don't think she really gave a shit. Because the only scene we see her, she makes like a face, but it doesn't look like a face at that.
Yes.
We are then back at Cameron's house, and his birthday party has officially started, and Cameron's having a little jam session on his new guitar with two other guys that we don't know, but then we see Jessica and her friend walk in. But then Jessica and her friend, they go into the kitchen, and Jessica gives Cameron's mom a hug and introduces her friend Deani to Cameron's mom. Cameron is still jamming out while Jessica tells Deani that she's feeling really awkward because she doesn't want to interrupt him. Jessica and Deani take some food outside and sit down at a table while we see Cameron finishing up with his song. Cammy sits down next to Jessica and says, you knew I'd be here. That's why you showed up. And Jessica says, yep, that's the only reason I came, just to see you.
Listen, I love how after Cammy and Kendra talk all this shit on Jessica, she's the first one to go talk to her at a party. Like, I love a shitster, but Cammy, I see you, girl.
Jessica asks Cammy about Kendra and Tyler and says that they have the most dysfunctional relationship ever and that it's worse than her and Jason.
Which is so interesting.
It is very interesting.
Worse than her and Jason? I mean, I guess from what we've seen, like, Jason will cheat on you, but maybe he's not, like, verbally, like, mean. But Tyler is.
Tyler's just controlling and toxic.
Yeah.
Where Jason just seems like he shouldn't be anyone's boyfriend.
Just stupid, yeah. At the beginning of the scene, Cammy walks in and she looks at this guy. She goes, I like your jacket. And the guy looks at her. He goes, I like your green shirt. I thought that was really funny. She says the most like random stuff sometimes. And I just love that people are like giving it back to her. I thought that was cute.
Matching her energy. Yes.
Yeah.
I did notice that.
So we then jump to Kendra's house and Kendra says, hi, Ty, as Tyler is walking into her house. They get in his car to go to dinner and they kiss as he's driving.
Classic douchebag. Even his clothes are douchebag for this time period. Like,
yes. Oh my gosh. So they're having dinner at Bluefin, a sushi restaurant.
Yeah. And Kendra is wearing a NASCAR-esque shirt, but hers looks more like an army shirt.
I love it.
Ew.
You don't like it?
No. Girl Scout.
Spoiler alert, this is my favorite outfit of the episode.
You would wear that to dinner? You would wear that to dinner.
I thought that was very cute, this army shirt. If this kind of NASCAR looking army style ever shows up on the show, that's my favorite for the episode.
No comment.
We'll pull it.
Yes. Kendra says she can't believe they've known each other for 2 years because she feels like she's known him for so much longer. She then says that she was 14 when she met him, and he says he was 17 or 16, but she corrects him and says, you were 18.
Trying desperately not to seem like a pedophile and insisting that he met Kendra at 17. Oh my God. And then he's so sensitive about it.
Yes. Yeah. He's like shaking his head and he argues with her that he was 17. But Kendra says, you just turned 18 in December. And Tyler says again that he was 17 when he met her. And Kendra says, Tyler, you know I have the best memory. And then he's just like silent.
And she clearly doesn't get that it is creepy. Like at that age, you think it's so cool to date an older person, but like he's clearly aware that it's like creepy.
I bet he was just pissed that she was talking about it on camera.
But he, if he knows that it's creepy, like he's at least like mature enough to know that, and she's still not.
Yeah.
Like that's the difference.
That makes sense. Cause I was kind of like, why is he getting so mad at her about this conversation? But that makes sense. Maybe he's like super self-conscious about it now. Yeah. And he doesn't want it being talked about on camera.
Well, because he could still get in trouble if he's 18 and she's 16.
Yeah.
And they're obviously having sex and like, you know.
So Kendra continues the conversation by saying it's so weird that he's already in college and not in high school anymore. And Tyler asks why that's weird to think about and why is it such a big deal for her to bring it up right now? Kendra's mood like totally shifts and she's silent for a moment before saying, forget it, then it's not. And Tyler asks, does it really matter? And she says, no, obviously it doesn't. And he says he thought they were beyond that. And Kendra agrees and says that they are beyond it. And then she tries to shift the conversation and is like, on a happier note, but she doesn't continue because he's like, obviously still really upset. And she asks him, why are you doing this? And he says, do you want to change the subject and talk about something else? Because you just fucking ruined it. Flat out, you just ruined it.
He is the prime example of a guy who constantly makes you think like you did something wrong and you're the problem.
Yeah.
And I like watching it play out was like so awful. And like the way that Kendra immediately shuts down.
Yeah.
It was just like, it's so hard to watch stuff like that. Especially when you know it's like, I know that she doesn't know yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she
has not exactly
realized what's happening yet. And I'm seeing her shut down and like turn into a different person, but like she doesn't know that that's happening.
Yes.
I don't know, it's hard to watch it happen in real time. I guess
it was awful.
I also thought that she like she was actually so cute in this scene. Like she was trying so hard to like make conversation with him and talk about their relationship. Yeah. And like I thought she was asking him about the college thing because she's like, oh my God, like isn't it so weird that you're like a college student and you're dating me? Like I found that like really cute. She was like, trying to like
for him. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Like talk to him and then like he's just like, I don't want to talk about it. Like it's so annoying. I felt really bad for her in the scene.
I did too.
Tyler sucks.
He's the worst. Then we are back at Cameron's birthday party, and we see Cameron cozying up to Jessica in the backyard. Jessica's hair looks so cute in this scene. I wish I could do my hair like that, the side braid. Jessica's telling a story about her mom waking her up early, and Cameron says something to Nick W. about his house. And someone tells Jessica that Cameron is ignoring her, and she laughs, and she says, I know. Jessica playfully like smacks him on the head and he says, dude, no. And then she kisses him on the head where she hit him. And we see Cammy talking to Candace in the kitchen and she says, there's some canoodling going on.
That was so annoying on Jessica's part.
I know. Why did she do that? It was like, it's like that weird, like mean flirting that she does. Candace does not agree.
That was such an aggressive like slap, I thought.
It was hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like not cute.
Okay.
Again, such different people.
I know.
I thought it was cute, and then she kissed him on the head.
Not at all. Not at all.
She like lightly hit him on the head. Come on.
Oh my God! Not like
smack
lightly.
Him.
That was so hard.
It looks like it hurt.
Yeah. And when Kristen does it to Steven, you're all like, "It's cute."
See, because we thought it was hilarious because we were like, shut the fuck up, Steven.
Yeah, because Steven deserved it.
Whatever. You guys are so wishy-washy.
See, Kristen's slap was even lighter than this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hers was cheek or chin, whatever, but Jessica's was like a slap across the head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she meant to hit him that hard. That's why when he's like, ow, she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
No. I think it was like she did it on purpose, and as soon as he said it, she's like, I'm just kidding.
I will let you guys win this one.
No slaps to the head.
No slaps to the head.
Yeah.
But secretly, I still think it was a cute flirty moment. Just like how I thought the gym was cute and you guys didn't.
Tessa, Rocky, and Alex are arriving at the party, and Alex asks Rocky whose birthday it is that they're, like, showing up to. I thought that was really funny. And she's like, it's Cameron's birthday. I didn't write it down, but I think he said, like, you don't tell me anything.
Yes.
As Tessa walks into the house, we hear Cammy's voice saying, there's Tessa and her stupid little friend Raquel. And as Tessa is looking for Cameron, we see him and Jessica canoodling in the backyard, and they're just, like, looking at each other. Then we hear Tessa ask, where's the birthday boy? And she's told by somebody that Cameron is outside. And then we hear her say, okay, well, I'm going to find him.
Wild line.
The worst wild line ever. Yes. Oh my gosh. It was like, they only played them when Tessa's face, like, turned from the camera. And then, like, the sound didn't match the sound of the party at all. It bothered me so much.
We need, like, a buzzer sound for wild
life. Seriously. I should find a sound effect we could use. Ah! Yeah. Because that one, I was like, that was so bad. So Cameron gives Jessica a kiss on the cheek. And Nick W. says, I think I messed up. Because we're assuming that he told Tessa that they were outside together. Then we see Tessa running outside. Tessa notices Cameron kissing Jessica on the cheek, but then Camera looks inside and he makes, like, a little frowny face to what I'm assuming we're supposed to believe was made towards Tessa. But Cameron puts Jessica's hood up on her sweatshirt and then he kisses her. And we see Tessa, Rocky, and Alex then leaving the party as everyone is singing happy birthday to Cameron.
They shoot to Tessa and she looks like she's taking a poop.
She's taking a poop.
She's like bared teeth, like she fully looks like she's taking a massive dump.
We need to see that again too. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's like straining her eyes too to see, you know. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Tessa, good luck. That's why I'm like, I don't think she was really looking at that.
No.
Wait, but what do you guys think she's looking at? I, like, half believe the scene and half don't, because I'm like, the editing was so chaotic, I feel like. And it's like, she's here and she's there. And then there's voice over here, voice over there. But then, like, I do believe that she's excited.
To say happy birthday and hi, but not to, like, make out with him.
If this came right after San Diego, though, like, I would believe that she, like, liked him.
Yeah, or was, like, expecting something.
Yeah. And he does keep saying that, like, Tessa's texting him.
Well, Tessa, come on the podcast and clear things up.
Please.
We need to know. Yeah.
We'll all make the dumb face.
we'll all make it together.
I mean, that's not her fault. That's just really bad editing. She's a gorgeous girl.
I still thought she looked really pretty, even with that face.
I just have to point out, too, that I was going through the second episode earlier today, and we talked about how in the second episode, Kendra and Cammy leave during Tessa's party while they're singing happy birthday to her. And so I thought it was funny that this happened again, where they're leaving a party while they're singing happy birthday to Cameron.
Yeah, I was wondering if they actually left after seeing Cameron kiss Jessica.
No. I know, I highly doubt it.
You guys might feel differently, but to me, it felt like Tessa really could care less about Cameron and Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And more just like, these weren't her friends, so she wasn't like super pumped on being there anyway. That's how it felt to me, but like, I don't know.
What do our
listeners think? Do you think Tessa really cared? Let's poll it.
Yes.
I don't know. This season is so...
It's so choppy. Yes. Like, that's why we just like don't believe what's happening.
It's very mixed and matched, like more so than the other seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were really trying to make a storyline out of nothing.
Next, we are at Rocky's house. It's the next day, and she and Tessa are sitting on that little square patio that's looming over the cactuses. Rocky says that last night was kind of a bummer, and Tessa shakes her head and says that in San Diego, Cameron said he wanted a girlfriend and that he was sick of fooling around. Rocky says she knew what he was doing, and Tessa says, I'd rather not say it at all. It's not fair. Rocky says guys are lame, and Tessa says, whatever. And then Rocky says, we could go beat him up or something. And Tessa laughs and says no, and that she thinks she's going to keep her distance. But then Rocky suggests that Tessa should call him.
Rocky is such a supportive friend.
She's such a good friend, I know.
I love it. Like, she's always just like, she's a ride or die, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But she doesn't protect her friend.
No. But I think there's beauty in that, too. She lets her friend live and learn.
Yes. And guides them in the wrong direction.
Well, she's in her own love bubble right now.
That's true.
You know, in, like, the choppiness of the editing, I'm like, mm-hmm. Did they film this after? Because Tessa looks like she has a little bit of color in her hair. So, like, I feel like this could have been filmed, like, months after. Because, like,
yeah,
they kind of talked about nothing in this scene. So, like, it could have easily been filmed much later.
Then we are at the beach with Cameron, Nick W., and Derek. And Derek is talking about how he's going to work on his tan and his abs after this. I thought that was a very weird conversation they were having. And Cameron's phone rings and he says, Tessa's calling me right now. Derek asks if they're together and Nick says that he'll answer it and tell her that Cameron is in the water.
Which I think is a really good plan, but not like
they should have just not answered it.
Right. Yeah. But like saying, hey, he's in the water, he'll call you later.
Exactly.
A good
plan. Yeah.
What happens is just ridiculous. But
I agree. I thought the same thing. So yeah, Nick answers the phone and he tells Tessa that Cameron's in the water and then asks if she's calling about something important.
I was like, yeah, but I'm not telling you that.
Yeah, this is so weird. And she says, yeah, and that she really needs to talk to him about last night. And Nick asks her, are you really, like, super bitter about the situation or what? And she says, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Like, I don't know what's going to happen now. And Nick tells her that she and Cameron have been really good friends for a long time and that Cameron has...
Wait, but before that, Cameron says... fix it or like smooth mm-hmm. it over or something. He's like telling Nick to like fix the yeah. problem. Like, what? Why is Nick fielding this for you?
Cameron and Derek are like talking this whole phone call. So I'm like, if this phone call was real, Tessa probably would have heard their voices also in the background.
Okay, it's not right? real, right?
No, it can't be.
Well, no, and her being like, I don't know what's gonna happen now. What a weird thing to say.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Nick tells her that her and Cameron have been really good friends for a long time and that Cameron has a lot of respect for her. And she asks if he can just tell him that she needs to talk to him. And Nick says when he gets out of the water, he'll have him call her. He says to tell Raquel hello before hanging up and then says, dude, drama. And then Cameron immediately, he's like, dude, what the fuck? Does she want me to call her back? And Nick says, yeah, but dude, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I know.
I totally handled that for you. Don't even worry.
Yeah, like, it's good.
You're totally cool.
This is us, like, hating Nick because he's just such a little bitch. Like, this is yes. just, like, little bitch personality, energy. I just hate him so much.
Me too. Ugh.
Sorry, Nick W. The girls of Millennial TV are not your biggest fans.
Yeah, sorry only if you're, like, a changed person, but not if you're still like
if
this
you're still
today.
The same. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, we see Tessa looking sad after the phone call, and then the boys get up and walk away from the cameras on the beach, and that's the end of the episode.
I hated this episode.
Did you see what Cameron's shirt said?
No, what did it say?
What? It said, practice safe sex.
Oh my gosh, how did I not see that? Oh my
god. The whole time I was like, oh my god.
Oh, that's funny.
I really hated this episode though, you guys.
Yeah,
like I really was not a fan, and I'm just gonna say it, and we're not there yet, but I literally have no outfit and no moment. I hate this episode so bad. There was not one outfit that I could say was my favorite. I will say Tessa's hair in that one scene that I called it out in.
Mm-hmm. Again, what do we always say?
Tessa's
so pretty.
But none of the outfits were hitting. Maybe Tessa's orange skirt at the very end, but like, no.
That's funny because I also didn't have a favorite outfit and I just said Jessica's hair at Cameron's party. I thought her hair was so pretty. And then Kendra's cowboy hat needs like an honorable mention.
Guys, there was like one like star outfit of the episode and that was Kendra's little army jacket. Okay.
How could we
usually
forget?
I never have a favorite outfit, but I love uniform. This.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. And Rocky's little tight scarf.
Oh, the vampire,
yes. Yes, scarf. The vampire scarf. Yes. Yeah. She's just hiding her teeth marks again.
Alex is a vampire.
Yes.
I mean, it's very Vampire Diaries. It's giving.
Yes.
But I, if I had to choose a moment, I guess I would say when Jason appeared, because it was like, oh my God, why would Jason appear? You know, like I was shock factor, but like it wasn't my favorite moment. Like it was just a moment.
Yeah. I didn't have a favorite moment either, so I'm just going to say it was Tessa's poop face.
It wasn't a bad episode. It wasn't a very good episode.
I put how chaotic the editing of Cameron's birthday party was, because that was just, like, so funny to watch how they edited it, because it was just so bad. Like, it was so weird.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Tessa's hair. Shout out to Jason.
Yep.
But that's all I have for it. That's all she wrote, folks.
Thank you so much for listening to Millennial TV. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a rating or a review. If you'd like to stay up to date and see extra content, you can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, and Facebook under Millennial TV. You can also send us an email at millennialtv, that's millennialtev@gmail.com. We love hearing from our listeners. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we'll see you next week.